For CRI News, this is Bob Jones. It's being reported that French investigators are trying to determine whether Abdelhamid Abaoud, the suspected ringleader of the Paris terrorist attacks, was killed in a major police operation in a suburb of the city. Another key suspect linked to Friday's atrocities by ISIS attackers in the French capital is still at large, and the Belgian authorities are conducting fresh raids around Brussels. ISIS, meanwhile, is continuing to cause alarm and outrage around the globe, announcing the killings of hostages from China and Norway and claiming that it plans to attack New York City. The Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Economic Leaders Meeting concluded on Thursday in Manila, the Philippine capital. At the end of the two-day summit, the 21 member economies issued a joint declaration focused on inclusive economic growth. The leaders agreed to build inclusive economies by supporting comprehensive and ambitious structural reforms so as to achieve positive economic, social, and environmental outcomes and promote good governance. They have also called for increased international cooperation and solidarity in fighting against terrorism. Next year, the annual meeting will be held in Peru. Chinese President Xi Jinping has called on all the 21 APEC economies to boost win-win cooperation in pursuit of common prosperity. He made the remarks at the 23rd APEC Economic Leaders Meeting on Thursday, saying that the Asia-Pacific region is still the locomotive driving the world economy. The Chinese president urged all the members to make use of the platform of APEC and step up win-win cooperation so as to continue leading global growth. On the sidelines of the APEC meeting, President Xi strongly condemned the Islamic State group for killing a Chinese national and expressed his deep sympathy to the family of the victim. The president said China will resolutely crack down on any terrorist crime that challenges the bottom line of human civilization. Premier Li Keqiang has pledged that China would strengthen protection of its citizens and organizations overseas. China confirmed the death of a Chinese hostage on Thursday, saying the criminals must be brought to justice. A collection of speeches and works by Hu Yaobang, a former senior leader of the Communist Party of China, has been published to commemorate what would have been Hu's 100th birthday on November the 20th. According to the People's Publishing House, the book includes writing and speeches from 1952 to 1986, many of which are published for the first time. The publisher said in a statement that these works highlight ideas put forward by Hu for China's development as well as his noble character. Hu was born on November the 20th, 1915, to a poor peasant family in central China's Hunan province and joined the CPC in September 1933. He served as the General Secretary of the CPC Central Committee in the 1980s. He died in 1989. Taiwan authorities are opening the door for more mainland group tours to the island over the next 3 months. Starting on Saturday, Taiwan is going to allow 8,000 people a day on mainland group tours to travel to the island. This is up from the 5,000-person-a-day limit currently in place. France's National Assembly has voted in favour of extending the state of emergency to 3 months. The bill will be examined by the Senate on Friday. Before the vote on Thursday, French Prime Minister Manuel Valls delivered a speech to the National Assembly and warned of possible chemical or biological attacks in the country. Also on Thursday, Belgian police raided 6 properties in Brussels and arrested one person on suspicion of being connected to the Paris terror attacks. Police were reportedly targeting people with possible links to Bilal Hadfi, a 20-year-old Frenchman living in Belgium, who detonated a suicide vest at the Stade de France venue in Paris last Friday night. Hadfi appeared on a list of 800 people known by Belgian intelligence authorities who are believed to have fought in Syria. A deadly traffic accident in South Africa has left at least 32 people dead. A passenger bus and a car collided in the country's southeastern area, killing all but 4 people involved. South African authorities haven't provided details of the accident, which took place early Thursday. The deadly accident is the latest in an epidemic of fatal traffic accidents in South Africa. An average of 1,000 people are killed every month in South African traffic accidents, with poor road conditions and basic lack of driving skills blamed for many of the deaths. It's estimated traffic accidents in South Africa cost the country over $20 billion in direct or indirect losses. For CRI News, this is Bob Jones.